Welcome to our Westland High School Theater Podcast, Pause for Thought, where we celebrate all things theater. Today we're going to talk about our upcoming musical, Cinderella. I'm Serenity and I'm joined today by Miles and Elliot.
The musical follows Ella, played by Hannah Layton, a young girl forced into a life of serving her evil stepfamily, who with the help of her fairy godmother, portrayed by Emerson Parker, meets the prince, played by Brody Olsen, at the royal ball where he is trying to find a bride.
Sounds interesting. Performing on stage must be terrifying. I can't believe some of these kids have been doing it since freshman year. Let's see what some of these actors have to say about this year's production. Cue the interviews. First up, freshman Gabe Pearson, a member of the ensemble. And then we will hear from veteran actress Rowan, who plays Charlotte.
So we're here with Gabe, freshman actor in the Cinderella upcoming musical, and we've got some questions for him, me and my other interviewer, Spencer.
Hey, my name is Spencer. Gabe, I've got some questions for you. So you're relatively new to the Westland Theater Department. How is it so far?
Pretty good. I've done a middle school musical here, so I'm pretty used to the layout of this place. But getting to know all the upperclassmen really helps smoothen the process from middle school to high school theater.
So you've done some theater work before?
Yeah.
Was it just middle school musical, or have you done like shows before that?
I think Cinderella is my 10th show.
Oh, okay. Got some experience coming in here. Nice, nice. So what made you audition for this show? Like, what inspired you? Was it just because you have prior experience, or...?
I have friends who do theater here, and I knew I wanted to do theater here since I started doing theater, so I just kind of auditioned no matter what the show was.
Can we expect to see you in any future shows or projects?
Yes, definitely.
Sweet, and what's your role on the show?
I play the coachman, the guy who sits on the pumpkin. I play the raccoon, and then I play a page boy.
Oh, so you got multiple parts. Does that involve, like, costume changes or anything of that sort?
Yeah, a couple here and there.
How are those?
Pretty simple.
Just quick and easy. Hop off and off on stage and...
Yeah.
You're a raccoon now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gabe. Hey, this is Spencer here with Rowan, who plays one of the main characters in the musical. First off, welcome to the podcast. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Rowan Sechrist. I play Charlotte in Cinderella.
Awesome. How did you get into theater and acting? Just tell us about some of your other shows.
Yeah, well, I've been singing for my entire life, and I had some other kind of musical friends that encouraged me to audition for Matilda my sophomore year, and that's kind of what started me onto musical theater, and I just continued from there. I just auditioned every year, and it's been really fun so far.
What about auditioning? What was that like? How does the process work?
Yeah, I'm somebody that will always go for the lead and just see where they put me, because that kind of says, like, I'm good anywhere. Like, I can take a bigger role, and I'm okay with a smaller one, too. This year, because we had the audition material out so early, I had time to practice all of it, and then also the callback material. So really, I just practiced all summer, did all of the female parts, kind of prepared for all of those, and then came to audition, and then for callbacks, I did the same thing.
Yeah, well, you got one of the main characters. What's that like as an actor? How does it change your experience with any of the text directors or other cast members?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I think it's fun no matter what kind of part you're in, but it's definitely really cool to have those like center stage moments and the lines and the songs. And I mean, it's kind of changed my relationship with Annie a little bit in the sense of I'm having more direction, like directly towards me. I ask more questions about the specific character because there's actually an arc that I have to follow. I don't really know how it's changed with tech yet because we haven't really started doing anything with them yet, but I'm really excited for that. That starts next week. Yeah.
All right. How much time goes into getting prepped for opening night? What do you have to do to make sure you've got your character down?
A lot of time. We are here from 3:30 to 6 every weekday, the day after auditions. So, like, the day after the cast list is put out. So we put a lot of hours into it. We block the show first, and then we go into acting, which is kind of what we're doing now, and refine that. And then I think next week we have Sitz Probe, which is where we kind of come with the orchestra and just figure that out, which is going to be an adventure. And we also have to work on music, which we did at the very beginning. And then we start doing dress rehearsals in about 2-3 weeks. And yeah, that's it. It's a lot, but that's kind of our process.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all the questions I have. Thanks for coming on the show. Excited to see you before.
Welcome to the podcast, Hannah. This is our lead actor, Cinderella. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you first got into theater?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I am a senior this year, and I am in choir. I'm vice president for the choir council, and I'm on the varsity dance team. And I have been doing theater, I think we figured out recently, like 10-ish years.
A lot. You've been here a while. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I've done a lot of training outside of school. I've done a lot of training in school with like dance and theater and singing and all that stuff. And it's been a really great decade, I guess. It's been a really great experience. It's been my childhood. So,
oh, that's actually awesome. That's really impressive, actually. You've been here so long. Are you a senior? Yeah.
Yes, a senior.
Okay. Do you want to explore acting after high school? Are you going to continue that, or is this kind of...
I am planning on, I'm not going to major in like musical theater or anything, but I'm hoping on to like continue audition for shows at whatever college I end up going to.
That's great. Okay. Looking forward to seeing you in the upcoming show.
Thank you.
Back to our current show, folks. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your lead role.
Thank you.
How does it feel to play such an iconic character, and how like, is that different from say like a supporting role or just something else?
It's been, not to be too on the nose, but it's been very magical experience.
Yeah, totally.
Cinderella is, especially in this version in Rodgers and Hammerstein, she's a bit different. She is such an incredible character. There's so many layers to her and like her relationships, especially with the other characters. And, she's just, I've had so much fun playing her. I can't wait to show everyone like all of our hard work that we've done. And then what was the second part of that question?
yeah, totally. It was just, you pretty much answered it, to be honest.
Okay.
Just, how is that different to like playing another role?
Well, I like versus an ensemble or, gosh, well, I mean, there's a lot more details of like every single line, every single thing that you're saying. There's like this whole background, like lead up to like why you might be saying it, like how something affected in your childhood, which you're supposed to have for like all acting characters. But like when it's predetermined, like it's not something like in ensemble. Normally I would like determine that for myself, but this is like, it's been written for me, and like figuring out how to like interpret their ideas and like make it my own and then like be true to the script is been like really interesting and challenging and fun.
Yeah, totally. You said making it your own character more. How are you doing that? Like, how do you go about making it more yours?
Well, I mean, I've watched a lot of videos like on YouTube and stuff to prepare of like how different people play her, and like everyone does it a little bit differently. Like some people will be more like sweet and kind of Disney version, and other people will be way more like down to earth and grounded and like kind of quirky and like more outgoing. And I think it's just about like comparing it to like trying to find similarities between her experience and like something I could relate it to. Even though I've definitely not been kept by my evil stepmother and all that stuff, but finding similar like emotions and things like that and comparing that is usually how I try to go about it.
Yeah, so like drawing stuff from your own character to amplify Cinderella's.
Yeah.
That's cool. Uh-huh. I love that, yeah. Actually. So you mentioned like watching videos and getting mm-hmm. to know the different aspects of the character. Mm-hmm. How do you prep for audition? Like, is it a lot of stuff like that? How do you approach all of that?
Specifically for this audition, they announced it like what the show was going to be, I think, at the end of last school year. And over the summer, I worked with a couple voice coaches that I've known for a long time, just to kind of like look at the songs and make sure like I'm finding the right tone. Like you could like sing it differently too. I mean, like not the notes, but like the tone of like where you place it in your voice. Like if it's a little bit more nasally and like, cause she's like younger, or if it's a little bit more taller cause she's older, and working on stuff like that with them. And, one of my principal from my old school that I went to, she did a lot of acting, and she talked to me a lot about like reading sides ahead of time. Like we didn't have to be memorized on the lines we had to read for the callback process, but I memorized all of them because then I knew that I wouldn't have to be nervous about like forgetting what I was saying, like in the middle of trying to like have a like an acting thought. So I did that, and I watched like the good old classic movies. There's so many versions of the movie, and just like watching those videos and stuff like that.
Okay, it makes sense why you got the lead role now. You prepare. You know what you're doing. Totally. I love that.
Thank you.
So is that the last we're going to see of you in this musical, or are you going to try out for the next one, or audition for the next play that we have this year?
I don't know if I'll be auditioning for the play, but I know that I will, I'm hoping to do regionals, which is like when we like try to go to state and stuff like that. And you can like do a solo, a duo, or like a group performance. And I'm already planning with some people, doing some plotting for some numbers that we could do. So hopefully I'll still be doing that.
Oh, that's cool. So you got plans. You got plans. I love it.
I got plans. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here and giving us such a great interview. You gave us a lot of awesome answers and stuff.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I love all the
detail. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Wow, those actors sure have a lot to handle. You know, a while ago, I actually saw a production of Exit the King. The way the set crew programmed the lights was stunning. They sure do work hard on all the sets and all the work that they do.
Yeah, I wonder how the amazing tech students managed to pull off a show like Cinderella at West Linn. Well, luckily, we were able to interview some of the tech team responsible for this year's production. Let's see what goes on behind the scenes during this year's show. Here are Telia and Elliot from Props for our final interview. We talked to Maggie, the production stage manager.
All right, bit of a change this time. We've got a couple interviewees. Can you guys please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Telia Judd, and I work on Props.
Hello, I'm Elliot Brizzy Hanley, and I also work on Props.
All right, welcome to the show, guys. We're just going to get right into it. So you both mentioned that you work in Props. We all know kind of what Props are, but what are you making them? What are you doing with them? Are you giving them to actors? What's that job entail?
We do kind of like all of those things. So far, we're just kind of gathering all of our props before the show starts.
Yeah, so bit of context here. Telia is more experienced in props. She's done this before. And Elliot is completely new. So, Elliot, this is, I believe, your first show, yes?
Yes.
What made you want to be a part of it?
I did the middle school musical when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and I really enjoyed the community, and I thought it was extremely fun. And while I couldn't do the musical this year, I thought that tech would be a great idea to try and, like, be a part of it again.
Yeah, that's great, being like part of both acting and tech. That's awesome. I love that. And you're going to be learning a lot during the show, obviously, but what are you like most looking forward to learning about?
I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of new people and, I guess, another sort of community, but I'm also looking forward to learning what I'm doing exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot. Steve and John can kind of throw a lot of things at you, but it's going to be great. Welcome to the theater department.
Thank you.
All right, so back to you, Telia, for some more technical stuff. Since props vary from like each show, do you have a specific method you like to use, or is it just kind of like figure it out each time and roll with it?
I like to like read through the whole script first, obviously, and then just sort of make sure I talk to all the important people, like costumes and the director and everyone, and then just come up with like a game plan for all the things I'm going to need to like make and gather from the props closet and stuff.
So you're not always making props. Sometimes you're just like pulling them out of the props closet.
Yeah, we have a pretty large collection of stuff in the props closet that we can, you know, gather materials from.
Go in there, dig through, pick something out.
Love yeah, that. Exactly.
Do you have a favorite prop you've ever made or worked with, and why?
We made some pretty cool stuff last year for the musical also. I wasn't working directly on making this, but there were some pretty cool, like, fake limbs that were created. That was pretty awesome.
Do you have any stuff like that for this show? Not fake limbs, but cool, fun props that are going to be in it?
I think that there's going to be a few interesting things like that. I haven't yet found anything, like, fake limb level, but, you know, hopefully.
Something fun. Okay. Yeah. Hopefully no fake limbs for Cinderella.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Elliot and Telia. Thanks for being here, guys. And yeah, can't wait to see the show.
Great.
Hello, my name is Verena, and I'm here with Maggie, who is our stage manager for Cinderella, to ask her a few questions. How do you prep for the show?
I mean, it's a long process of a lot of rehearsing, and a lot of time goes into it for everyone. But me personally, during rehearsals, I mostly take notes on all the blocking and what everyone's doing, so I'm aware when we try and bring the tech aspect and the actors all together, so I know exactly what's happening.
Cool. What do you do during the shows?
I call all of the cues, so that means that anytime you see the lights change or sound happen or things move on stage, that's me calling when that happens, so I'm following along in my script. And yeah.
How did you get into doing stage managing, and what else have you done in theater?
This is my first time stage managing. I've spent most of my career in theater acting. I've acted for a really long time, but I kind of found myself loving the backstage aspect more the more I do it, and I really enjoy kind of the management aspect of figuring out all how all the puzzle pieces go together. I think that's really interesting, and so when Steve asked me if I wanted to stage manage, I sat down, had a conversation with Annie about exactly what that meant, and it sounded really exciting, so I said yes.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, well, that concludes this episode. We really appreciate you listening, and we hope you consider watching Cinderella on November 8th, 9th, 13th, or 14th. The curtain is at 7.
We also have a matinee, which is on the 16th. A matinee is a show that starts midday instead of the evening.
As you can see, there's a bunch of things at play in this year's production, and we really hope you come out and support these amazing performers and tech students.